walked up to the road rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I want to get to this running back list. I have other things I want to get to as well. You know, I saw this stat today. Pro Football Focus is an interesting group. I think Chris Collinsworth is amongst the hierarchy in that group now, but they do an interesting job. Now, they're not very good at draft analysis. They're actually pretty terrible in that area. But in terms of evaluating every play and grading, they're providing information that just isn't available to us in any other place. And as such, they provide a useful service. You know, I find a lot of their stuff interesting. I don't necessarily agree with it. And there are some things that their studies reveal that my eyes tell me otherwise. But I do find their work interesting, at the very least, and I find it useful. And every once in a while I see a stat that I think is interesting. Like today, I saw one on third-year running backs. Now, obviously, that's a limited pool of guys, third-year running backs. But when we talk about the future, you know, obviously there was a lot of talk about whether Deshaun Watson could wind up going to the Cleveland Browns. And I was making a case that that wouldn't be as bad as people thought, because the Browns are showing some signs of life. I know it seems hard to believe at this stage, but they are. They have a retooled offensive line that could be amongst the best in football. But the reason I bring up the Browns is because this stat relates to the Browns. Amongst third-year running backs, Pro Football Focus, these are the kind of crazy stats they come up with. In the class of third-year backs, running back yards after contact, Isaiah Crowell, the former Georgia product, 3.2 yards after contact, led all third-year backs. Carlos Hyde, San Francisco, was second at 3.1. There was a lot of speculation this offseason that the 49ers may not be in love with Carlos Hyde. They actually came out and issued several public statements proclaiming the exact opposite, saying they love Carlos Hyde. And then Baltimore running back Terrence West at 2.6, so a significant drop-off between Isaiah Crowell, Carlos Hyde, down to Terrence West. But those are the top three. But I think what makes this interesting is that if you're listening to what Hugh Jackson in Cleveland is saying, they're saying their biggest mistake was not giving the ball more to Isaiah Crowell last year. And you talk about ex-Georgia backs. Isaiah Crowell rushed for 952 yards last year behind an offensive line that wasn't very good. This year, that offensive line is going to be much better. And this was a point that Pro Football Focus was making, that it's reasonable to expect his numbers to improve dramatically. And Cleveland saying they're going to pound him the ball. So if you're looking for fantasy players, start looking Isaiah Crowell's way, because his numbers are going to go up. Now, the other part of that, though, is that Duke Johnson, don't forget about him, and he will take away some carries and touches, because Duke Johnson, who's a young player, had 358 yards rushing but 514 yards receiving on 53 receptions. So when you look at that combination that Cleveland has, Isaiah Crowell and Duke Johnson behind a vastly improved offensive line, I'm telling you right now, the Browns are going to be a better football team. I don't know how many wins it's going to result in, but I'm starting to think the Browns are maybe turning a corner. And I think it's something to watch. And I want to talk a little more about win totals on NFL teams. Harrison writes, what are your thoughts on David Johnson? I'd love to watch that kid play. Harrison loved him coming out of college. Promoted his selection coming out of college, and he's been even better than I imagined. He's been nothing short of sensational. I think he's the most complete back in the NFL. I'm not even sure it's close. Now, that team hasn't been great. At least they weren't last year in terms of expectations. But David Johnson is just a terrific complete player. You know, he's great in almost every area. Let's go to the Northland Communication phone lines and get Scott in on Gilbrand's running back list. Scott, how are you?
Hey, Walt. Good show, man. How's it going?
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate it.
I have two quick questions. One's related to your list, the running back list, and then the other one's a quick question on left tackles. The running back question, I know yesterday they had Ezekiel Elliott listed 26.
26,
and
yeah.
That's ridiculous, right? Well, I was thinking about it. Didn't he break the rookie rushing record?
He did.
And then I was thinking, how often does that happen?
Well, it's true, but the problem, Scott, is the list is all time, and
that's true.
It's hard to put a guy in an all time best list who's played, you know, one season. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
See, I didn't believe it either. I was trying to make an argument, but that wasn't a very good one. But all right, and my second question, quickly, I know you're busy. Is all right. My two favorite players are left tackles. Now, I have a question because I have a feeling. I was talking to some friends of mine, and I think the two that my two favorite players are actually Hall of Fame worthy. And I know left tackles don't get in very often, and I know in the last four Hall of Fames, only two have. Walter Jones and Jonathan Ogden. My question is, what's the criteria for left tackles to get in, and how well do my two left tackles fare to the two that are in now? I'm a fan of Joe Thomas of the Browns, of course, because I'm an Ohio guy, and Matt Light, who used to play with Tom Brady for 10 years in the first five Super Bowls.
Yeah, I think Joe Thomas is tracking Hall of Famer. I think he's highly regarded and respected and has been throughout his career. He's had some years where, he hasn't looked like one or two of the best left tackles in the game. If you went by, for example, Pro Football Focus's numbers, they ranked Joe Thomas 11th, I think, coming in. And again, that's measuring every snap. There's been a lot of speculation regarding Thomas and his future with Cleveland. But, a guy who's operated in relative anonymity, obscurity for a player with his name, which seems impossible. It's almost an oxymoron to say, but he really has been a good player for a long time. And I think that's recognized. I think Joe Thomas has a shot at the Hall of Fame. And in fact, I would say he's trending the right way. Matt Light, I don't think he has any shot. I don't think Matt Light is in that consideration. I think Light was a good player. But if they hadn't had Matt Light, I think they would have found somebody else. Now, I will say this. I think Matt Light was undervalued. I think he was undervalued, but I don't think anyone views Matt Light as a Hall of Famer. And I don't think there really is a criteria for the position. It's really, just your recognition as a player, Pro Bowls, that type of thing. And the way that your peers perceive you as well. And I don't think Matt Light was perceived that way.
Okay, because there was a story one time that says right before he retired that Tom Brady offered him a lifetime supply of Kit Kats to stay, and that's how important he was. So I wasn't sure how true that was. He must have been very, pretty important.
Well, I think he was a good player, but he's just one of these guys who's never going to get that type of recognition. He's going to have to just take the Super Bowl titles.
Yes, he has 3 out of 5, so that's
right,
not bad.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, man.
Thank you, Scott. Good job as always. Excellent. I'm really enjoying Scott's calls, Ramona. And for a moment, I've lost the Comrex, so you'll have to handle that. All right, I appreciate that. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. For all your roofing needs, there's Gilstrap 269-1232. Listen, when it comes to roofs, there's Gilstrap. That's what they do. They do roofs. And for 80-plus years, four generations of the Gilstrap family have done roofs. Think that over. For over 30 years, they've held an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. It's amazing. It's absolutely incredible. When your roof rains, when your home starts raining inside, it's time to call Gilstrap. It's pastime. You know, we get hit by storms in the upstate all the time. Hail causes severe damage to roofs, roofs of any type. This is the way it is. Well, you know, look, something else happens with hail. Opportunists. It spawns opportunists. People who a week ago were doing something else, now suddenly they're roofers. They're looking to take advantage. Call the police when those people show up at your house with their phony business cards that they printed off their computers an hour ago, and then call Gilstrap Roofing. They'll help you. They'll give you a free checkup. Now, Purple James took advantage of that a few months ago. He was sure that his roof was damaged. He thought that his roof was in need of repair. They came out, Gilstrap came out and said, no, James, you're okay. You don't need to do anything for 3 or 4 years. See, that type of honesty and integrity is what gets you an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Take advantage. Call my friends at Gilstrap. Take advantage of that free checkup. They will help you. They're the best in the industry. 269-1232. 269-1232. On the web, gilstraproofing.com. gilstraproofing.com. All right. When we come back, I'm going to give you Gil Brandt's top 15 players and tell you what I think of them. And there's one sort of mega surprise on this list that I think is going to leave a lot of people wondering about Gil Brandt. We'll be right back.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
You know Joe's New York Pizza is all about the sauce because I've told you so. Here's the thing, people. They have outrageous wings as well. They're not fried. And if you're up to the task, you can even get them with Cajun Asian sauce. Their meatballs and marinara come with their famous garlic knots. And remember, if you have certain food allergies, Joe's offers gluten-free. Joe's has delivery, and they're great for fundraisers. And the Clemson location caters with two locations in Seneca and Clemson. Joe's New York Pizza.
Summer is here, so before you put those toes in the water, the Pendleton Tire Company wants to make sure your tires are ready. The Cooper Tire Take the Money and Ride summer event is going on right now through July 15th at the Pendleton Tire Company. Purchase 4 qualifying Cooper tires and get up to a $100 rebate. See Joey Wellborn or Zach Garrison for complete details at the Pendleton Tire Company or give them a call today at 646-3694. Also, check them out at PendletonTire.com.
This weekend, it's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, and shooting supplies. Admission $8. Kids 12 and under free with paid adult. Don't miss this gun and knife show at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Anderson, tell your friends to bring their guns. This weekend, be there.
The summer is hot, and July 4th this year, it's going to get really hot at Gentlet Field. After a day on the lake, why don't you bring the family and come on out and celebrate Independence Day with us. As we get ready for a great night, Gentlet Field, July 4th, right here in Seneca. This year, we've got some great beach music. Gates open at 5 o'clock, and we get started with Jim Quick and Coastline.
She'll be around, any day now.
Nobody does it like Jim Quick and Coastline. And then after that, it's the Band of Oz. Known worldwide, great shag and music. The Band of Oz will be live at Gentlet Field. So come on. Then after the shows, get ready for the award-winning fireworks display. The best part, it's absolutely free. Gates open at 5. Come on and enjoy Independence Day with us at Gentlet Field in Seneca.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
It's Tiger Time. You know what I'm talking about. Tiger Time Magazine, the preseason collector's edition you've come to know and trust for 16 years. It covers everything a Tiger fan would want to know about the upcoming season, including game day outlooks, player profiles, hot topics, the 2017 signing class, electrifying photos, and much more. Pick up your Tiger Time Magazine entitled Defending the Crown at Walmart, Barnes & Noble, Walgreens, 7-Eleven, Circle K, and grocery stores, or visit TigerTime.net to order online. Don't miss out.
With Walt Zepsula.
You do seem excited.
Manic.
I am.
Verging on
ecstatic.
Psychotic.
On 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula, Red Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in, 654-7627. You know, I heard a national host the other night talking about this video I'm watching right now. And he was impressed, amazed by this video, which was had Markelle Fultz avoiding throws by professional dodgeball team members. First of all, who the hell knew there was such a thing as professional dodgeball?
I did.
Where do they play?
Never heard of that.
Well, what's the average salary for a professional dodgeball player? Because professional implies that you're being paid for your services, does it not? Where is the do we have a professional dodgeball team here that I'm unaware of? Honestly, I finally have a sports question I don't know the answer to, because I don't really consider it a sports question. Somebody write me and tell me where the professional dodgeball league plays, and do we have a team? I don't know. Didn't you see Dodgeball, an Underdog Story? Great movie. They play a lot on ESPN from Ocho. No, seriously, I have no idea. But in this little video that this national host was like overwhelmed by, couldn't believe Fultz's athleticism, nothing could be further from the truth. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It's absolutely absurd. Has nothing to do with anything. I still have questions about Fultz's overall athleticism. I don't think he's an elite athlete. I think that he has really long arms and he's pretty good handling the ball, and he's a kid. I mean, Fultz looks young. You know, all these players, you know, some of these players may be similarly aged, but they haven't necessarily matured at the same rate. He looks young. And I think it's going to be a couple years with him. But I also just don't think he's one of the three best players in the draft. I just don't. I don't think he's as athletic as people think. He's not what I would call explosive. Texter says dodgeball is more of a sport than watching paint dry or golf. Maybe. I want to know about the professional dodgeball league. Let me tell you about Carolina Material Handling Services, South Carolina's exclusive dealer of Crown and Unicarious material handling equipment. They do forklifts and much more. Look, when it comes to Crown forklifts, there's only one place you can get them. They're the finest forklifts on earth. There's only one place you can get them in the state of South Carolina, and that's CMH Services. They have an exclusive contract with Crown. They're the only place that sells them. You know, look, there's a reason that BMW employs, the one plant alone employs 500 of their forklifts. It's because they're the best. They've been serving the state of South Carolina since 1968. That's who they are. It's what they do. And they can help your business, whether you need one or 1,000 forklifts. They can help you. Look, CMH is the only full-service OEM dealership owned and operated in South Carolina. They have 24/7 on-site repair with 50 service techs in the state, and they provide rentals and downtime. Look, your forklift drivers are going to love the ergonomically designed forklifts that CMH has. Here's another thing. If you need to rent or lease forklifts, say your business needs to lease, I don't know, 10 or 50 forklifts for a week or a month or whatever, CMH can help you. They have a full-time rental fleet of 300 units available for rental or lease. So if you need forklifts temporarily, don't go to these places that, you know, rent lawn equipment. What on God's green earth do they know about forklifts? Go to the pros at CMH. They will help you. Listen, they also do managing and training on forklifts. So if your company is in need of that service, you know, they just won the MVP award again for that very type of thing, for their educational work as well in material handling situations. So call my friends at CMH. They can help you. They're family owned. It makes a difference. Since 1968, exclusively in the state of South Carolina, they operate. 800-922-9569. 800-922-9569. 800-922-9569. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. Or go online at cmhservices.net. cmhservices.net. All right, I'm going back to Gil Brandt. You have to hold on the phone lines. You want to get in 654-7627. What do you want?
I have something to report.
Oh, yes, yes, you do, don't you?
Yes.
Some Clemson ESPY news.
That's right. Clemson got nominated for 4 ESPYs.
How about that?
The ESPY is on July 12th, Wednesday at 8 p.m. And they got Clemson got nominated for Best Team and Best Upset. And Deshaun Watson got nominated for Best Championship Game Performance and Best Male College Athlete.
I don't think Clemson wants that Best Upset. I don't think.
Where does it say why they got nominated for? It's got to do with Alabama, but now I can't find it. Right. Yeah, Clemson's win over Alabama.
Yeah, but I don't think Clemson thinks that was an upset.
No, I know.
And so I don't think they view beating Alabama as an upset.
It's kind of insulting.
Well, it is in a way, and especially if you watched the game 2 years ago, then you wouldn't think it was possible that anyone could upset the other in that championship game. The game was too competitive 2 years ago to think that the word upset had anything to do with it. Give me them one more time.
Clemson got nominated for Best Team and Best Upset, and Deshaun Watson got nominated for Best Championship Game Performance and Best Male College Athlete.
He could get both of those, and the Best Team thing Clemson could certainly get. What's this? Does it give any more information about that Best Team deal?
Oh, about who he's nominated with?
Best Team.
Right, Best Team. Best Team, Chicago Cubs, Patriots, Golden State Warriors, Pittsburgh Penguins, U.S. Women's Gymnastics, and South Carolina Women's Basketball is who's also nominated for that.
How about that? A Clemson and South Carolina team nominated for the same award.
Cool, huh?
Probably going to be tough to top the Chicago Cubs. That's a guess.
Because 100 years
thing. But maybe beating Alabama is a big deal. Maybe. I'm thinking that the Cubs and Clemson could be 1-2 in that deal. And I know the Patriots, but you know the Patriots like old hat. You know, it's been done. They've done that before. Well, give me the other male athletes that Deshaun Watson's up against.
Let me see. Tom Brady, Shea Knighton, I guess that is Knighton. Kevin Durant. It looks like there's only
four
in that category. Yeah,
four.
Yeah, including Deshaun.
He's got a shot. He has a shot there.
Yeah, no, nobody likes Tom Brady. No. You know, I mean, you know, let's face it. I don't know who this other person is, this Shea Knighton, mm-hmm. so we'll discount them. And Kevin Durant, he just won the whatever that is he just won. So he's already had one award. So they should give it to Deshaun.
It's called the NBA title.
I know. And, says it right there.
Yeah. And the championship series MVP. Deshaun could take that. He could take that. And what was what about in that best upset category?
Oh, the best upset is something about Alabama. Oh, it says Clemson's win over an Alabama team.
I know what
team.
Clemson's is. I want to know the others they're up against.
I'm reading.
Oh, sorry.
Clemson's win over Alabama team that won 26 consecutive games and with Mississippi State NCAA tournament win over UConn and Dennis Eisteman. Australian Open win over Novak Djokovic. I'm guessing.
Yeah, you are guessing. Your guessing is right.
I'm guessing.
Djokovic. Yeah,
Dennis is gonna. You're guessing. Dennis over Novak.
And was there another one, or is that it?
No, there's only four. Two for the team, and two for. Are you talking about another nominee? No, it's very short.
Give me those one more time. I think I missed one.
You did not.
No,
you
I
just
do.
Want me to read the
no,
crap again.
No, that's true, but I do think I missed one. No, I don't really pay attention to anything you say.
Well, that's what's true. I had to get the award for holding my temper for 4 hours every day. Okay. Finalist upset? Is that what you want
to
hear?
Yeah, I want the same category. I get the Clemson board.
Mississippi State NCAA.
Okay, so the Mississippi State over UConn.
And Dennis.
Yeah, okay.
Australian Open over Novak.
All right, the best upset's probably going to go to Mississippi State because that is the best upset. I mean, that's the best upset. I don't think Clemson wants that award. I really don't. Clemson didn't view that as an upset.
It's kind of insulting, they're just some lowly team.
Really, again, it wasn't an upset.
It's like a miracle game.
The Mississippi State thing was a friggin' upset. UConn had won a million games in a row and would have beaten that team on any other day a million times in a row. That's an upset. Gilbrandt's top 15 guys. We got to get through this. We already did best championship performance. It was Kevin Durant and Deshaun Watson and Tom Brady and somebody else or something. And I think Deshaun is
Shea Knighton.
Yeah, I think Deshaun is a good shot. I think Deshaun is a good shot in that category.
Yeah, no names in that I can butcher. That's why we didn't go
right.
over that 12
that's right.
times. Thank you.
Number 15 on Gilbrandt's list is John Riggins. One-time Super Bowl champ, one Super Bowl MVP, one Pro Bowl, one first-team All-Pro, led league in rushing, touchdowns twice, 11,352 career rushing yards, 104 career touchdowns. You know, again, I love John Riggins. I think he's one of the best backs of all time. I don't know that I'd have him ahead of Marcus Allen. Marcus Allen at 22 is... bothers me. There are a lot of things about this list so far that bother me, but Marcus Allen at 22 is one of them, definitely does. 14 really bothers me. And some of you people are going to like 14 because some of you have already written me about 14. In fact, some of you actually had him amongst the top three. I'm sorry. I don't agree with this at all. At all. 14 is Bo Jackson. That's insanity. By what measure is Bo Jackson one of the 25 best running backs of all time? Come on. I mean, Gil, the man rushed for 2,700 career yards. He had an injury-shortened career with a hip injury. He has 16 career touchdowns. 16. And he's one of the 27 best all-time running backs? No, he's not. He's not remotely close. He's not one of the best 100 all-time running backs. He doesn't belong in the top 100. So I apologize to you a few people have written me about Bo Jackson should be on the list. I totally, completely disagree. Bo Jackson is not one of the 100 best running backs who ever played. We're not talking about talent. We're talking about what he did. there have been lots of guys who had talent, but they weren't able to stay healthy. Staying healthy is a prerequisite for all-time status, wouldn't you say? To a degree? And this guy hardly played. He has 16 career touchdowns. Actually, I think the inclusion of Bo Jackson's dumber than the inclusion of Ezekiel Elliott. Because at least Ezekiel Elliott can build on what he's done. And presumably will. In fact, by the end of this year, he'll presumably have passed all these numbers. Seminole Ted says Jackson's best notoriety was plowing over Bosworth. He had a bunch of commercials. Yeah, at the goal line. That's exactly right. But I'm sorry, Bo Jackson, you put Bo Jackson ahead of Marcus Allen, ahead of John Riggins, ahead of Thurman Thomas, ahead of Jerome Bettis. Jerome Bettis rushed for 13,662 yards and 91 touchdowns, and you put Bo Jackson in front of him? I'm sorry, that's just plain dumb. I don't know what else to say about that. That's just stupid. That's flat out stupid. Number 13 is Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson finished one slot ahead of Bo Jackson. Adrian Peterson's too low. Adrian Peterson's one of the greatest runners that ever played. He has an NFL record, 296 yards rushing in a game, four-time first-team All-Proer, three-time NFL rushing leader, 12,000 career rushing yards, 97 career rushing touchdowns. He's 13. It's too low. Too low for Adrian Peterson. We'll continue Gilbrandt's dirty dozen when we return. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. I'll be right back.
If you dream of owning your own business but are overwhelmed at where to start or what to do, call JanPro. Whether it's extra income or starting a new career, JanPro will guide you, train you, support you the whole way. Just listen.
They set you up so when you do go out, they don't set you up to fail. They set you up to succeed.
As a unit, it makes everybody successful. And I think that's what it is about JanPro. As a unit, they want to be successful.
Call 485-3053 or online at jan-prowc.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch. They supply quality landscape supplies for any outdoor project. Their spring special, get double ground hardwood mulch for a dollar off per yard. Ordered online with promo code WCCP. No other discounts apply. From your friends at EnviroMulch, go Tigers!
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda limited warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Vehicles repairs can be a painful experience, but don't let them be. The experts at My Garage are here to treat your vehicle like the major investment it is. Call today to make your appointment at 633-5800 or visit us at 551 Old Greenville Highway in Clemson.
Finding great candidates to hire can be, well, like trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is different. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. With its powerful technology, ZipRecruiter distributes your job everywhere it needs to be to find the right candidates. In fact, over 80% of jobs on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in just one day. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, only ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
Used by businesses of all sizes, ZipRecruiter offers the most qualified job candidates with immediate results. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/score. That's ZipRecruiter.com/score for your free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/score.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wayne from The Vault. You know, the retro sports apparel store Walt has been telling you about. We are your local go-to store for Clemson championship gear, as well as all your favorite pro and college teams. And as always, all hats in the store are buy one, get one half price, including the championship hats. Please visit us at 213 North Main Street in Greenville or online at vaultretrosports.com. And remember, nobody appreciates your business more than we do.
This weekend, it's the Great American Gun Show at the Anderson Civic Center. Buy, sell, trade. Guns, knives, weapons of all kinds. Bring your guns. Tell your friends. This weekend, Saturday 9 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4. Guns, knives, ammo, holsters, camo, and shooting supplies. Admission $8. Kids 12 and under free with paid adult. Don't miss this gun and knife show at the Anderson Civic Center. 3027 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Anderson, tell your friends to bring their guns. This weekend, be there.
It's a very good crop this year thanks to Coyote Tractors and UTVs and Steck Equipment. Through June 30th, eligible units purchased receive a 6-year extended powertrain warranty coverage. Run ahead of the pack with Coyote Tractors and UTVs from Steck Equipment. They're both industry leaders for your outdoor maintenance projects. Choose Steck Equipment in Anderson and Coyote Tractors and UTVs. Steck Equipment, your source for Coyote Tractors and UTVs. 405 McGee Road, Anderson, 225-5666. See dealer for details.
With Walt Zepsula.
Wait till they get a load of me.
On 105.5 The Roar.
I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. I've got a song, I ain't got no melody. I'm gonna sing it to my friends. When I go round in circles, they fly high like a bird up in the sky. When they go round in circles, when they fly high like a bird up in the sky. I've got a story, ain't got no moral. Let the bad guy win every once in a while.
Walt Zepsula, Road Rage, Weird WCCP, 105.5 The Roar. Gil Brandt just wrote me on the text line, Ron. Lots to get to. Man, this is wrong. Breaking. Marian Hossa signs multi-million dollar contract with EpiPen. That's wrong. That's wrong, David Seneca. I think that was from David. Lots to get to. Let me get back to this Gil Brandt list, or I'm never going to finish with it. And of course, it disappeared on me. There it is. All right. I want to wrap this up. I don't want to carry this through. Number 12 on the list is Curtis Martin. 14,000 career rushing yards, 90 career rushing touchdowns, 10 career receiving touchdowns. NFL rushing yards leader in 2004. Unbelievably, only led the league once. Two-time first-team All-Pro. Curtis Martin, great player. Great player. And he belongs somewhere in the top 20. Does he belong 10 slots ahead of Marcus Allen? He did rush for 14,000 yards. He had longevity. Curtis Martin had longevity working for him, but I don't know if he belongs ahead of Marcus Allen. Ramona, you need to clear something up. Deshaun Watson was nominated for two different ESPYs.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, but I don't think we clarified what the best male athlete competitors or who the best male athlete competitors were. He was nominated for best comeback, right?
Best championship game performance.
Best championship game performance.
Yes, and best male college athlete.
We went over best championship performance, but we didn't give the other best male athletes. Give me the other best male athletes.
Okay, you got Ian Harkes.
That's soccer, right? Wake Forest.
Right. And Frank Mason.
And that's Kansas basketball.
Yes. Matt Rambo.
Lacrosse, Maryland, right?
Lacrosse. And then you got Zane Rutherford. He's a Penn State wrestler.
Penn State wrestler, yeah. I think he wrestles at 149 pounds. Look, that's a good group, but I think Deshaun could win that award. I mean, look, let's be honest. There's only one guy who's playing a major sport there. Now, unless, you know, they're intent on giving it to someone who's who's not playing a major sport, there's only one guy playing a major sport on that list. I think it favors him. I would think Deshaun Watson's the favorite for in that category. We'll see. All right. Number 11 on the list is Marshall Faulk. I'm okay with this. Faulk perhaps should be a little higher even. One-time NFL MVP, voted Pro Bowl 7 times, first-team All-Pro 3 times, 12,280 career rushing yards, 100 career rushing touchdowns, 767 career receptions, 36 career, I think it should say, receiving touchdowns. Look, Marshall Faulk, by all accounts, is a less-than-nice guy. But in terms of football player, he was tremendous. Tremendous runner. Tremendous receiver. He was built for the offenses he played in. You know, especially those Rams offenses. Marshall Faulk was just a tremendous player. And I'm okay with Faulk in this range. Number 10, Emmitt Smith. Let me give Gilbrandt some kudos here because he did get two things right here in my estimation. One, he didn't have Emmitt Smith at the top, which thank goodness for that. I had Emmitt Smith, I want to say 19th on my list. I think 19th. The other thing he has right in my estimation, I thought I was the only person on earth who thought that Tony Dorsett was Dallas's best running back, not Emmitt Smith. Now, of course, Tony Dorsett more coincides with the era that Gilbrandt ran the Cowboys. Emmitt doesn't. But nonetheless, Gilbrandt has Emmitt Smith, number 10. Three-time Super Bowl champ, one-time Super Bowl MVP, Pro Bowl 8 times, first-team All-Pro 4 times, NFL career leader in rushing yards, 18,000, etc., and rushing TDs, 164, led league in rushing 4 times, elected to Pro Football Hall of Fame. At number 9, Gilbrandt has Tony Dorsett. One slot ahead of Emmitt Smith. It says one-time Super Bowl champ, Pro Bowl 4 times, first-team All-Pro once, NFL record 99-yard run from scrimmage, 12,739 career rushing yards. You know, I know what the numbers say there, but I personally think Tony Dorsett was a better running back than Emmitt Smith. I think Emmitt Smith was a good running back, but he played with a lot of great players. A lot of great players. I think damn near anyone could have run behind that offensive line. That offensive line was mammoth. It was filled with maulers. I mean, Larry Allen, for me, is first team all time. If I only get two guards from all of history, I'm taking John Hanna and Larry Allen. Larry Allen's the strongest man to ever play in the National Football League. Bench press over 700 pounds. And that whole offensive line was like that. They were big and they were nasty. And of course, he played with Troy Aikman and Michael Irvin and Novacek and all those guys. They were loaded. They were loaded. He has Tony Dorsett 9. All right. If you think there have been other problems on this list, you're going to really enjoy this one. Number 8, Barry Sanders. One-time NFL MVP. First-team All-Pro 6 frigging times. 6 times. Led league in rushing 4 times. 15,269 career rushing yards, 99 career rushing touchdowns, and played with crappy team after crappy team after crappy. He's the only guy who elevated that level of that team. Gilbrandt, I think I can say this with a great degree of confidence. I think Gilbrandt is the only individual on earth who would put Barry Sanders as low as eighth all time. I have people on the text line who just can't believe what I'm saying. Yeah. Yes. 419. Eighth. Eighth. I mean, this is just wrong. ESPY Awards. What about Bruce Lynn Jenner learning how to walk on 6-inch stiletto heels? That's just wrong. It's wrong of me to laugh at that. I really feel badly about it as well. Barry Sanders, 8. Is there anyone anywhere who's ever watched the National Football League who would have Barry Sanders as low as 8? Number 7, Earl Campbell. I'm fine with Earl Campbell being this high. I'd have him probably higher. One-time MVP, 5 Pro Bowls, first-team All-Pro 3 times. By the way, Barry Sanders was 6 times. Led league in rushing 3 times, 9,407 career rushing yards, 74 career rushing touchdowns. Basically, Houston burnt him out. They fed him the ball too often, too many 300-carry seasons, and they burnt Earl Campbell out. The Tyler Rose was sensational. A big back with great speed. Texters all over saying Barry Sanders needs to be top 3 all time. Yeah, I don't know how you have a list without Barry Sanders in the top 3. I mean, he has Eric Dickerson ahead of Barry Sanders. Nobody in their right mind would have Eric Dickerson ahead of Barry Sanders. I'm sorry. Holds NFL record for most rushing yards in a season, 13,259 career rushing yards, 90 career rushing touchdowns. You know, he doesn't say anything about the 8 million fumbles that Eric Dickerson had, because there's a sort of a big negative there. Eric Dickerson was a fumbler, and that's one thing that I had to keep in mind when rating him. Number 5 is LaDainian Tomlinson. Again, I love LaDainian Tomlinson. Love him. Great player. First team All-Pro 3 times. Now I'm getting the Gil Brandt is a blanking moron text. You know, I'm sorry. I love Gil Brandt, but this is impossible to explain. It's impossible to explain how you have this cast of guys ahead of Barry Sanders. Led league in rushing twice, rushing touchdowns 3 times, 13,684 career rushing yards, 145 career rushing touchdowns. LaDainian Tomlinson was a great player. Nobody would argue that. But nobody would put him ahead of Barry Sanders. And nobody would put Eric Dickerson ahead of Barry Sanders. And as great as Earl Campbell was, I don't think anybody would put Earl Campbell ahead of Barry Sanders. What a dunce text we get now. Number 4, Gail Sayers. Now, I do think Gail Sayers is one of the greatest backs that ever lived. Voted to Pro Bowl 4 times, first team All-Pro 5 times, led league in rushing twice. Again, he only had 4,956 rushing yards because he had a 5-year career due to the knee injuries. 39 rushing touchdowns. This is my problem with Gail Sayers. I think he's the most sensational runner that ever lived, but his career was so short that it's hard to know what to do with him. Gail Sayers once said of Barry Sanders, by the way, that I only needed 18 inches of daylight. Barry Sanders only needs 12. Number 3, O.J. Simpson. Voted a Pro Bowl 5 times, first team All-Pro 5 times, led league in rushing 4 times, 11,236 career rushing yards, 61 career rushing touchdowns. Again, as a player, love O.J. Simpson. As a player, love O.J. Simpson. Ahead of Barry Sanders? No. I'm not putting him ahead of Barry Sanders. And I don't think most people are. Now, listen, I give Brandt credit for at least, you know, his working knowledge of history. I just think he has all the pieces in the wrong places. I don't know what to make of it. I think you can argue that he's right here at the top, at the very least. But there are some glaring issues with this. Texter 419, who didn't like Gil Brandt's linebacker list, just wrote, Gil Brandt needs to stick with linebackers. Gilbrant is Swahili for simpleton. The texter's not in love with it. And quite honestly,
hey, the list is subjective. I mean, he's a right to have whatever he wants on the list.
No, not really. And then, not,
it's his list.
No, not really. Doesn't look when you are an alleged authority and you have all these years' experience, you should know better than to put Barry Sanders 8. I mean, that makes it seem like you have something against Barry Sanders. I mean, there's something like personal, or that it was a Dallas Detroit thing or something. Because there's no one rational is going to put Barry Sanders at 8. I'm sorry, it's not possible. I mean, there are only two guys in history with 5 yard per carry averages, and Barry Sanders is one of them. Walter Payton is number two. One-time Super Bowl champion, one-time NFL MVP, Pro Bowl 9 times, first-team All-Pro 7 times, 16,726 career rushing yards. I don't have a problem with Walter Payton at 2, as long as Barry Sanders is 3. And number 1 is Jim Brown. And, you know, if he had gotten that one wrong, then there really would have needed to be an investigation. Three-time NFL MVP, it's unbelievable. First-team All-Pro 8 times. Only played from 57 to 65. Led league in rushing 8 times. 12,312 career rushing yards in that short career. Jim Brown is arguably the right. Texter says at least he got 1 and 2 right. And I would tend to agree with that. And Texter says you're right. He clearly has an agenda against Barry Sanders. He has to. I don't know any other way to figure that. Let me tell you about Harry's. Look, Harry's is all about a great shave, and I just love it. I love my Harry's project, my Harry's products. They're just incredible. It's like a pleasure to shave. You actually look forward to shaving. I used to hate shaving. I mean, despised it. It was a necessary nuisance. But now you actually look forward to shaving. It's not like it was. You know, listen, the Harry's 5 blades glide right across your face. The shave cream, the eucalyptus shave cream, is unbelievable. It's thick, luxurious. It's not like that whipped cream they sell in the stores. Every day I look forward to shaving. Harry's is all about a great shave at a fair price. That's why over 3 million guys have switched to Harry's. Jeff and Andy, two regular guys, they're fed up with buying overpriced products. They started Harry's to fix shaving. They bought their own German factory, 100 years of blade-making experience to ensure the highest quality. All products are backed by 100% quality guarantee, and they took less profit. They sold directly to you over the internet. They cut out the middleman, and Harry's offered their blades at half the price of the leading 5-blade razor. Look, great news. Harry's is so confident you're going to love their blades. They're giving you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes the Truman Set ergonomic handle, 5 precision engineered blades with the lubricating strip and the trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover, and post shave bomb. That's an almost $20 value for you to try. But this offer is only available for my listeners if you use the promo code WALT at Harry's.com when you check out. Get started today with Harry's. Get their free trial offer, $20 value for free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and post-shave bomb, go to Harry's.com right now. Enter promo code WALT at checkout. That's Harry's.com, promo code WALT. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today. You will thank me later. I'll see you tomorrow.
105.5 The Roar.
Sports Flash.
Jay Berman will start with...